From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A former FBI expert who investigated the Lockerbie bombing describes as a travesty Scotland's release of convicted bomber Abdel Bassett al-Megrahi. Charles Compton from member station WEKU reports.
Tom Thurman spent Christmas Eve 1988 in Lockerbie. Thurman, who served as an explosives expert with the FBI, was part of a team dispatched to Scotland by the National Transportation Safety Board. He vividly remembers his first days in the picturesque rural village.
That's where that the wing had hit the ground, exploded, killing people on the ground, creating a huge firestorm. A lot of houses were burned. It looked like that it had been actually a bombing raid. From the airplane, dropping bombs and destroying part of the city.
Thurman says he was the first to conclude that a bomb downed the Pan Am flight. He says the release of Megrahi will surely reopen old wounds. With the convicted terrorist free, Thurman says no one now has a sense of closure. For NPR News, I'm Charles Compton in Richmond, Kentucky.
This weekend will be the last for the government's popular Cash for Clunkers program. The Obama administration says it plans to end the program on Monday night. The Transportation Department says the program has resulted in the sale of nearly 500,000 vehicles, but many dealers complain that they've had to wait much longer than expected to get their money back. President Obama says steps are being taken to break the logjam.
The fact of the matter is, this is a good news story. They are seeing sales that they have not seen in years, and they will get their money.
President Obama speaking Thursday with conservative radio talk show host Frank Smirkonish. Victims' rights organizations in California are reacting angrily to the approval of a bill in the state legislature that calls for significantly reducing the state's prison population. Bob Hensley of Capitol Public Radio has more.
The bill was designed to address California's budget woes and comply with a court-ordered mandate to improve prison conditions. Mark Class, the head of a victims' rights organization, is the father of Polly Class, a 12-year-old girl who in 1993 was abducted from her family's home in Northern California and brutally murdered. Mark Class is upset over the Senate vote.
We're going to find that there will be numerous victimizations as a result of this. It's almost impossible to calculate the individual cost of a violent or even a nonviolent victimization.
A number of law enforcement agencies have also expressed opposition to the measure. The bill is facing serious opposition in the Assembly. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 70 points to close at 9350. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 19 points to close at 1989. This is NPR News. Eight suspected hijackers of a Finnish-owned cargo ship that went missing in the Atlantic for more than 2 weeks were flown to Moscow on Thursday along with 11 of the vessel's Russian crew. Peter Van Dyke has the story from Moscow.
The four Russians, two Estonians and two Latvians suspected of hijacking the Arctic Sea were taken straight to a high-security prison in Moscow after landing at a military airfield near the Russian capital. Two other planes brought back 11 members of the ship's crew and a team of investigators who had flown to the Cape Verde Islands to gather evidence. Four of the crew remain with the vessel, which had not been heard from since the end of July when it was freed by a Russian warship on Monday without a shot being fired. The hijackers reportedly boarded the vessel disguised as police and demanded a $1.5 million ransom. Russian prosecutors say a criminal case has been opened and the suspects and crew are being questioned. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
But officials estimate that 40% to 50% of eligible voters participated. Election-related violence is blamed for at least 26 deaths. Incumbent Hamid Karzai needs more than 50% of the vote to avoid a runoff. He had urged voters to defy threats of violence and fraud by going to the polls. Anyway, again in stocks, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 70 points, closing at 9350. The Nasdaq rose 19 points to close at 1989, and the S&P was up 10 points. On the New York Stock Exchange, more than 4 billion shares changed hands. This is NPR News from Washington.